out much and you've been in Portland all your life, like, we have some amazing talent in this town. And Mike, I just want to thank you for coming and blessing the studio with your presence and joining me on this show.
It's been a blast, Taria. Thank you. I want to give a shout out to Liv Warfield. I want to give a shout out to my man Elwood at Portland Underground Studios, who helped me with this track. And I want to give a shout out to Del Morris playing guitar on Psychopath Society.
Beautiful. And this is All Over the World off of Bionic Metal. Word. Have a great night. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
Yo. Check it out. I've been in gangs and done hardcore drugs. There ain't nothing as dangerous as being in love. My love for freedom transcends addiction. It completely consumes my whole existence and affliction. Deeper than the people's religion and in the face of death, it has kept me living. And it places me in certain positions where I'm exposed and feel lonely friction. And my heroes that live do so from prisons, while I'm in the streets and trenches leading resistance. Despite all fear, I'ma be persistent, because it's clear that what we need to witness is a culmination of our dreams and visions, motivated by the co-creation of something different. What I need to men. And we're not at war, and we're not in debt, or hungry or poor. I wanna be efficient and self-sufficient, so I'ma ask the elders with a wealth of wisdom to get you.
A warning to all listeners. The following program may contain
This is Andre Codrescu, and you're turned to KBOO Portland.
You're in my place.
This is Andre Codrescu. A warning to all listeners. The following program may contain profanity. Listener discretion is advised.
You're in my place.
I guess that's it.
When you turn to KBOO Portland.
This is my report for Mr. Cruths. Could you...
That's disgusting. I don't want to hear that.
Fine.
That's repulsive. Tell anyone that.
I need some time to think.
What the fuck is up with Hollywood? Almost every other blockbuster these days is based on some comic book hero.
Batman, Superman, Captain America, Spider-Man, the Justice League, Wolverine, Green Hornet, Green Lantern, Thor, Aquaman, the list goes on and on and on.
Some shithead with superhuman powers flying around in pajamas and cape. Hollywood is bankrupt of ideas.
They churn out a slew of movies featuring comic book Superman.
How many times has Batman or Superman gotten another overhyped cinematic reboot? Does our culture need more over-muscled meatheads?
What about Wonder Woman? When are they going to make a movie about Wonder Woman?
The Thing, Hellboy, The Silver Surfer, X-Men, The Avengers, The Fantastic Four, Transformers, Flash Gordon, The Flash, Nick Fury, Captain Planet, The Hulk.
The archives of DC and Marvel have been squeezed dry.
What about Wonder Woman?
Yes, the Wonder Woman movie comes out in 2017.
What? 2017? What the fuck? We have to wait until 2017?
That's right. They put out a slew of movies about guys in colored tights, capes, and stupid masks every year, but Hollywood can't get to Wonder Woman until 2017.
But why wait? Up next, Ubu Hour brings you uncensored, unauthorized, and unexpurgated, and utterly unsanctioned by DC Comics, The New Adventures of Wonder Woman.
Tonight on Ubu's Superhero Radio Hour, Wonder Woman faces a rapist gang called the Wolf Pack.
Wonder Woman!
later in the show, Captain America takes on a mysterious anti-American terrorist squad known as the Burka Berserk.
Here on the Ubu Superhero Radio Hour!
First panel, full page, dusk. A large urban park, sparsely populated. The long shadow of a man as he runs across the grass, away from the glow of the streetlights.
The wolf pack is on the prowl.
You guys.
Dirk, you got something?
Over there, a couple hot chicks making out.
Yeah, I see them. Getting themselves all hot and wet for some boner action. What are we waiting for?
Yeah.
We'll show those hot lesbos the real thing.
Yeah, lesbos.
We'll show them.
Okay, guys, shush it down. Let's fan out and sneak up on them. Chip, Dirk, and Bradley, you go from that side. The rest of you come with me. And shush it until I say so.
That was nice, Diana. I wish you didn't have to go back to the Mideast so soon. I miss you.
It can't be helped, Jerry. I miss you too when I'm there.
Is it a dangerous place? I don't want anything to happen.
Dangerous? Perhaps. But anywhere can be dangerous, even this park.
We have company. 5 or 6 of them. They have us surrounded.
The wolf pack.
Uh-huh.
Couple of hotties.
I told you so.
Look at the curves on the brunette.
Come on, Adam. Give us the signal.
Oh, man. Is she?
Diana, what are you doing?
Taking off her shirt. Yeah, now we're talking. Show us what you've got, babe.
It's so hot here, I thought I'd take this off.
Stop it, Diana. Stripping in a public park?
Take it off, you dirty little slut.
Take it off!
Take it off!
Oh shit, she's dressed like...
The panel depicts the woman as she pulls the dress up over her head and past her thick mane of raven black hair to reveal her undergarments, a bright red bustier with golden half cups under her breasts and dark blue short shorts with white stars. She also has a pair of indestructible breasts, I mean bracelets, on her arms.
She's dressed like Wonder Woman. I don't think we should mess with her.
Fuck that noise. There's 6 of us and only 2 of them. You girls give us what we want and no one gets hurt.
What you want from us is not to be given by force.
Guys, maybe we should get out of here.
Stop acting like a pussy, Dirk. These cunts are hot. Some stupid bitch goes to a costume party going to make you piss your pants, Dirk?
Not me. I'll ride that whore into the ground.
Let me grab a piece of her.
Come here, you sweet piece of...
What if she is Wonder?
Ow! Fuck!
Ah, you fucking cunt! You're fucking dead meat! Ah! Fuck!
Ow!
Ah! Fuck!
Okay, Cherry, remember what I showed you with that knife?
Oh, take that.
Ah, fuck! I'm bleeding! Someone help me!
Run away!
Bleeding, you little bitch. How does it feel?
Wonder Woman, I know about you. You don't kill people, even villains.
That's right. Not if I can help it. But my friend here, she doesn't feel the same way. Your friends gang-raped her best friend, who then committed suicide. I neither condone nor condemn her act of revenge.
Oh. But you are condoning it. You're letting her butcher these wounded men.
Oh, she's cutting off. No!
Whatever. She's not killing them. She's merely removing the instrument of their crime. You'd better run along, kid, or she'll do the same to you.
No! I'm going!
Are you gonna stop him?
No, I have to take this call. Captain, it's been a while.
I need to talk to you.
Let me get to a place where it's more quiet.
Diana! What the hell is going on there?
Don't ask. What's up, Captain?
The Justice League has a new mission, and we want you on the team. America needs you, Wonder Woman.
For what? To be the secretary?
Well, you don't want to be the secretary?
Suffering Sappho, Captain America. The answer is no.
Well, maybe Aquaman, you need a secretary. Anyway, forget the Justice League. I wanted you to join me on this mission.
Who are you talking to, Diana?
Captain America. Listen, Captain. I've already got something going. You'll have to do it without me.
Oh, well.
We could have had some sweet times, Diana.
In the thought balloon in his head, a brief image of Wonder Woman pulling off her clothes.
Oh, well, maybe next time. But I do have a mission. I need to get to Extracto Stand ASAP.
Many hours later, in the desert kingdom of Extracto Stand, one of America's allies in the war on terrorism.
I got here as quick as I could.
Hello, Captain America. I'm your liaison person here. I work for the CIA. You can call me James Blonde.
That's not your real name, is it?
No, but then yours isn't Captain America.
Touché. So what is the problem?
The problem, Captain America, is that a criminal element is undermining the government of Extracto Stand. This nation is one of our biggest supporters and a key ally in the war against terrorism. The chief of security here will give you the details on the Burka Berserk.
Their first attack was to steal important papers from the presidential offices. Here is the footage. Them, and then they kidnapped the minister.
Fuck.
We cut it all on tape, but as you can see...
Yes, disguised in those... What do you call those outfits?
Burkas. They disguise themselves in burkas, and when they slip out into the street with the money, they scatter and get lost in the crowds.
It should be easy to find them, wearing those... What do you call them?
Burkas.
Half the population wears burkas here in Extracto Stand. It helps keep our country chaste and wholesome so that women can't lead men into temptation.
So these thugs are using the anonymity of burka wear for their own nefarious purposes. Don't worry, my friends. Captain America will soon catch these diabolical fiends.
Very good. Once they're caught, the Sultan will have them beheaded in the main square.
After a fair and impartial trial of their peers.
Yeah, oh yeah, right.
The next panel, full page image of the National Temple of Extracto Stand. In the huge stained glass hall, several high ministers are on their knees with foreheads on the floor, praying to God. Women in burkas move along the outer edges of the chamber, performing menial tasks, like keeping the candles lit and wiping clean the golden crucifix and other ornaments.
We'll talk to the Sultan as soon as he's finished his afternoon prayer. We have to wait here, in the apse.
I don't see why they can't finish early. Don't they know who I am?
It won't be much longer, Captain America.
Lots of... burka wearers.
Women are not allowed in the temple without a covering.
What about those four there, walking into the center of the room towards the ministers?
That does look rather off.
The panel shows four shapes in burkas move rapidly towards the prostrate ministers and the Sultan. Next panel, suddenly one of the burka wearers leaps past the ministers to plant a firm kick at the Sultan's upraised buttocks, causing him to sprawl across the floor.
What the? Do you know who the fuck I am?
The Emperor has no clothes! The Emperor has no clothes!
It's the fucking berserk terrorist!
That's a worship! Have you no shame?
Release the marbles!
Beneath the burkas, hundreds of large marbles spill out across the marble floor.
Fuck!
As the ministers stumble to their feet, they trip and fall back down.
Fuck.
While the four mysterious attackers glide away rapidly on top of the marbles, spreading out to various exits.
I'll go after the ringleader.
A wise choice, Captain America, as the other three have already become lost among the female temple servants. Oh, I'll have you stop him.
In the next panel, Captain America and the CIA man rush out of the temple. While a block up the street, in a corner of the frame, the figure in the burqa walks away.
Over there, there he is, that red and blue burqa. That's him.
Oh, no you don't. You're not getting away from us.
Next panel, Captain America and the CIA man run after the figure in the burqa. He looks back at them in alarm.
He spotted us, Captain America, but he won't lose us. I know these streets. He's dead meat.
Not he, a she. Look at the way that gold sash cinches around her waist.
Next panel. Captain America and the CIA man barrel past street peddlers and beggars. While in the foreground, the figure in the burqa leaps into an alley.
That's quite a nice figure in a burqa, I'll say. Look at the way the gold sash cinches around her waist. Oh, yeah, nice curves.
That defeats the purpose of the burqa. But we'll lose her if we don't get airborne. Where's your flying shield?
Here it is. Get on!
Next panel, Captain America and the CIA man soar above the streets as they close in on the fleeing woman.
We got her! If there weren't so many people around, I'd shoot the bitch.
You'd waste a hot babe like that?
All the problems those burqa berserk have caused us here, sure I would.
We need to take her alive so that she can identify the others. Hold on tight, coming in for a landing.
Several panels explode off the page. The two men leap off Captain America's shield and reach out to grab the woman.
Stop right there. The game is up.
The woman spins and uses the CIA man's momentum to send him sprawling into a plate glass window. Fist smack and body spin. A blur of red, blue, and gold. Into a doorway of a tea parlor. Where everyone flees as the struggling pair roll across the floor. Knocking over tables and chairs in their path.
I've got you now, you evil nemesis.
On top of her, he starts to rip off the top of her burqa. And then she tumbles him with a twist of her body and pulls herself on top of him. In the process, more of the burqa is ripped off her shoulders, falling away to reveal part of her red bustier. Captain America's eyes go wide as he stares at the ample cleavage.
Hi, Captain.
What? Wonder Woman? What are you doing here?
Action always gets us both excited. You want to fight or you want to fuck?
You can feel my answer rubbing up against your thigh.
Not here in public. Let's go up to the roof.
I somehow knew you'd be on this case. How did you infiltrate the burqa berserk so quickly?
Infiltrate them? Never mind that. I'll tell you what you want after I push you against the wall and have my way with your hot body, Captain America.
The next several panels are mostly blank, because this is a comic book after all.
That's right. And this is a radio adaptation. We will not allow this radio show to come to prurient interest.
That's why we will not depict images of Wonder Woman and Captain America having vigorous superhero sex against a wall on a rooftop of a rundown desert city.
We refuse to show pictures of Wonder Woman lost in the ecstasy of multiple orgasms as she and Captain America abandon themselves to their passions.
No images of their half-naked bodies and thrusting coitus pumping away with violent, unbridled lust.
We will not offer a vision of these superheroes making love. We will not depict the crazed super-fucking as they reach climax. No body fluids will be shown.
Instead, we will quickly move on to the next scene.
Oh, what you do to me? Ooh, that was... Ooh, I don't have the words.
Wonderful?
That's it. You are a wonder. Anyway, you haven't quite told me how you infiltrated the Burka Berserk so quickly.
I didn't infiltrate them. I helped get them started.
You what?
They no longer want to be suppressed by this government.
But the Sultan is our friend. We don't have very many friends in this part of the world.
Our friend? He's no friend of mine. He's oppressing women, Captain. He's not a good guy.
But we need him to fight the terrorists. We can't let America and democracy fail.
I don't give a shit about that, Steve. Propping up this two-bit dictatorship isn't doing a damn thing to promote democracy.
But you have it all wrong. Maybe this place isn't perfect, but it's better than the alternative.
Oh, is it? Why don't we ask your friend, James Blonde? He knows what's going on.
Sure, we'll ask him. You'll see how wrong you are, Diana, and then you'll want to join me.
Fine. And if I'm right?
Then you're not right. You're not right. But if there ever was a situation like that, I certainly wouldn't risk my superhero reputation to help out people who are bad.
Well then, here comes Mr. James Bland now.
Captain America, there you are. I was looking all over for you. And Wonder Woman, you're here too? Excellent. The name is Blonde. James Blonde, pleased to meet you. Extracto Stan needs your help.
I'm here to help Extracto Stan.
What? What are you doing with that rope?
Huh. It's the lasso of truth.
You don't have to. No. Oh.
That's right, Mr. James Blonde. You're going to tell me and Captain America the truth about what's going on.
Captain America, why are you letting this crazy bitch do this to me?
Relax, Mr. Blonde. She has a few doubts before she joins the cause, but once she learns the truth, she'll help in the fight against the terrorists. One hour later...
What are you doing to me?
You're fucking dead, Mr. Blonde. The truth doesn't lie. I'm out of here.
But you can't leave. We need you. America needs you.
I'd rather find another super mission. Maybe help with the Ebola crisis in West Africa.
How about you, Wonder Woman? I'm a big fan of yours, with your pair of indestructible breasts. I mean bracelets. America needs your help here.
I don't fight for America. I fight for justice, love, peace, sexual equality, and quality sexuality.
Captain America, Wonder Woman, come back here. We can pay you. The Extractistan Treasury is fully authorized to reward you handsomely. Damn you, come back here.
Look out there, Captain.
All of these people in the street, everyone's wearing one of those outfits. What's going on?
A revolution! Throw this on over your other costume so we blend in with the crowd.
We are all Burka
Wonder Woman and Captain America, disguised in burkas, slip through the crowds of burka wearers that stream through the streets and alleyways to surround the governmental central palace. Sometime later, they are out of the crowd.
What now, Wonder Woman?
My work is done here. I need to go back to America to help fight oppression in churches and state houses, to fight for a woman's right to her body and not be shamed, to fight against fundamentalist preachers and right-wing politicians and raving talk show people and greedy corporate shills, to fight against internet trolls and right-to-life terrorists, to stand up against the two houses of Congress and a Supreme Court who want to turn the tide and force women back into the Dark Ages.
I see your point. America needs Wonder Woman now more than ever.
And now, a special feature.
The origins of Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman!
Psychiatrist Dr. William Marston is at the kitchen table with his wife Elizabeth and their partner Olive Byrne.
So, let me get this straight. The three of you run a doctor's office together? A business partnership?
No, not that kind of partner. We can't get into my personal life, that's not important, so I'm sitting here thinking about these superheroes. They all rely on fists and firepower. Is this the only message we want to hand down to our kids? Fists and firepower to solve problems?
So DC Comics has hired you to create a new superhero?
That's right. He won't rely on fists or weapons. Instead, he will triumph over evil using love and kindness.
Fine, Bill. But make her a woman.
A woman? I hadn't thought of that, but yes!
Our new superhero will be a feminine archetype for young girls to look up to. She will have strength and power like the other superheroes, but she will also have the allure of a beautiful woman.
And we'll have her fight for women's rights to have or not have children. She'll support contraceptives and sex education.
She will support alternative lifestyles. Gay and lesbian rights.
She will make my Aunt Margaret proud.
For the record, Olive Byrne's aunt was birth control activist and sex educator Margaret Sanger, one of the founders of Planned Parenthood, and a close personal friend.
We can even have her live in a relationship with a guy and another woman.
This is supposed to be a comic book, Mr. Marston. For little kids. Most of this stuff not gonna fly with the parental decency types. She needs to fight Nazis and supervillains. Have you thought about weaponry?
I've got it. A lasso that when she ropes a criminal with it, it makes him confess his crime. The rope of confession.
The polygraph lasso. We can use it to help promote lie detectors in law enforcement offices across the nation.
As you might know, Bill helped invent the polygraph.
The lasso of truth.
Yes, it's the new adventures of Wonder Woman!
This is awesome. She's female empowerment. She's a feminist icon.
Yeah, she's an Amazon princess. She's got curves in all the right places. She's got the body of some super vixen out of a Russ Meyer film. I guess it'll fly. Yes, tune in next week. Same Wonder Time, same Wonder Channel. As Wonder Woman battles anti-choice congresspeople, fundamental religion terrorists who want to bomb women's clinics and murder doctors, and other right-wing extremists, misogynists, and patriarchy privileged pigs.
This has been
Ubu Comic Radio Hour.
Well, New Adventures of Wonder Woman was written by Rolf Semprebon and performed by
Jason Mars.
Danny Tanner.
Randy Saucepan.
Virginia Fur.
Bruce Wayne.
Bob.
Larry.
Rolf.
Produced in the studios of KBOO for Ubu Hour.
Look out there, Captain.
No, look out there.
Oh.
Look out.
Oh.
There's no comma between out and there.
How's the book coming along?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
You want to read mine?
Yeah, I guess so, but...
It's short. All you have to do is say it's brilliant.
Well, I am free, but,
So what do you want to talk about? How's the book coming along?
Are you serious? There are consequences.
You want to read mine?
Well, I am free, but,
Could you be at the Dylan in 1 hour?
I'll do it.
No. Oh, it's not a good idea. She can't do it. Sorry.
All in favor?
Well, it's just at this moment.
Short. All you have to do is say it's brilliant.
Yeah, I guess so, but...
Could you be at the Dylan in 1 hour?
Not a subject for conversation.
So what do you want to talk about?
Your inability to see the obvious.
You want to read mine? What do you want to talk about?
Have you been in this motel before?
You want to read mine?
No.
All you have to do is say it's brilliant.
Look, the person who you thought you were talking to isn't me.
You're not who I spoke to on the phone?
No. Yeah, yes, I am. But,
What's wrong? Are you not attracted to me?
Oh, you're beautiful. My sister called me, and I came here, but I don't...
You don't?
Not too sure what's going on.
Well, maybe that's because you're not any good at it.
Are you not attracted to me?
Oh, you're beautiful. My sister called me, and I came here, but I don't...
You don't?
Come on, you're gonna
love it. Not too sure what's going on.
I'm not too sure what's going on.
Really?
Are you not attracted to me?
No. You're beautiful. My sister called me, and I came here, but I don't.
You don't?
You know, maybe that's because you're not any good at it.
Not too sure what's going on.
I'm not too sure what's going on.
Not too sure what's going on.
Sit down.
Come on, you're gonna love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it. Choking myself.
I could teach you.
Yeah.
And then what did you do?
Yeah, you hypnotized me.
It's the same mind body control technique.
And then what did you do?
Yeah?
I called the police.
Out of sight.
Anything else?
You
waved at me.
Yeah?
Right before.
Hey. Your mind has control.
You waved at me.
Yeah? Right before. Take it in. That's right.
How did you get into this?
Don't forget to breathe.
Friend of mine.
Come here.
How did you get into this?
You waved at me.
Yeah? Take it in. That's right. Don't forget to breathe.
Now, look, I'm doing something wrong here, aren't I?
You know, maybe that's because you're not any good.
You waved at me.
If it wasn't for the $4,000 suit, I'd say you didn't belong here at all. This is us.
Come here.
Although someone obviously thought you did.
Come on, you're going to love it.
And I'm a sucker for bashful boys.
Sorry?
Really?
And then what did you do?
Stop that. It's just that you strike me as something of a stowaway.
Right.
If it wasn't for the $4,000 suit, I'd say you didn't belong here at all.
Anything else?
This is us.
You waved at me.
Yeah?
Right before.
And I'm a sucker for bashful boys.
I like it. I'm choking myself.
I could teach you. Your mind has control.
I really didn't kick it that hard.
Take it in. That's right. Don't forget to breathe.
How's the book coming along?
I don't know what I was thinking. I've never done anything like that before.
You want to read mine?
Or I will do it for you.
We could pay you. We could pay you to have it cleaned up. Whatever you want.
Just tell her
the
truth.
Sarah.
Can I ask you something?
I'm afraid this card is corrupted. Corrupted? What does that mean, corrupted?
You'll receive a replacement within 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, how will I get in and out of the building?
Lovely.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh.
Want a drink?
No.
Okay.
This one. I set this up.
off your clothes, or I will do it for you. We can pay you. Have it cleaned up.
I'm paying my way through school.
Whatever you want.
Just tell her.
Shut
the truth.
Sarah.
Depuis longtemps que vous me promettez.
Where's the girl? It's time to get in.
And what's your breakfast in the evening?
Why not?
Because it says so on the menu.
We do still have
it. Fine. Anything else?
Bacon. She's dating Justin.
Bacon.
And toast.
And
a beer.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Are you sure?
Just give me the damn food.
Hello?
What? I'm hungry. No,
à quelle heure on y va faire cette visite?
I don't know. I would have never done that.
You don't like eggs?
No, I mean, I just...
Nothing is going to happen that you don't want. You're in control. Do you want to stop?
Yeah, you going to hypnotize me?
No. I want to keep going.
I don't want to.
Are you okay?
Choking myself.
I could teach you.
Nothing is going to happen that you don't want. You're in control. Do you want to stop?
Yeah, you going to hypnotize me?
It's the same mind body control technique.
Oh.
It's this way.
Your mind has control. Come on, a little more.
There this way.
Take it in. That's right. Don't forget to breathe. Come here.
Are you okay?
A long way down.
Nothing is going to happen that you don't want. You're in control. Do you want to stop?
I don't want to.
No.
Your mind has control.
I want to keep going.
Come on, a little more.
Well, just at this moment.
It's short. All you have to do is say it's brilliant.
A long way down.
Already erased your text.
Takes up most of my day.
Are you okay?
Go ahead.
So what do you want to talk?
Nothing is going to happen that you don't want. You're in control. Do you want to stop?
A long way down.
Your inability to see the abyss.
No.
Go ahead.
And this beautiful lake we have here is a natural wildlife reserve. It's tested twice a year.
Mm. You got it. Okay.
Your system has good health.
Fire.
It's like making a war movie without the fight.
Yes.
It's an asset. The action.
No. 1,190.
Maybe I could find some work for her in the office.
Look at this. Look at this
part. I don't care about this. Listen to me. I know she doesn't have it, Chuck.
Look at that.
1,404.
What do you have?
You see this? Look at this.
Please, thank you.
1,119. 1,320. 1,404.
What will you have?
Whatever you want.
Just tell her.
Shut the truth, Sarah.
Miss, the train station's the other way. Any money for a ticket?
What's time to get in?
Go get to my mind.
Go!
If you don't tell her what
you
actually
want,
what she do?
Why did we just go to the best
that
restaurant in town?
And I do think it's for
God.
Listen, the same I have a reputation.
Criticizing
I know
your
you don't care about that, but it means
it
something to me.
Fear. Intimacy. Without interest.
I was too afraid you to take
I work past midnight on the
What's wrong?
I can't get the card to work.
So what do you want to talk about?
The mathematical set.
Hello?
So you don't want one?
Hello? Mm-hmm.
It's really very good.
How's the book coming along?
We are all good in Damascus.
Of a 51-minute hour.
The money was for your daughter.
It's okay. He's with me.
Somebody put her on the boat.
Any friend of James is a friend of mine.
To get her off the boat is 5,000 more.
The vertical position
why a
of
boat?
A sphere.
Can't you just drive from Romania?
Two places.
Romania. You see, you know everything.
I'm not sure about them.
But,
what's wrong?
Well, what happens now?
I don't want to use the light.
Do you think I could ever love someone as deceitful as you?
Christine, là, maintenant.
She stopped saying this.
You said you would help
I should narrow it down for us.
Reports to finish. I am out of time. I have to teach Melanie.
Are you going to tell me anything else?
Do you even know her? If we get caught. Well, how will we get caught? We have the same face.
You may now turn over your paper.
T'as pas reçu mon texto?
Si. C'est pas vraiment le moment, là, tu vois.
Le moment quoi?
No substitute for real spiritual connection.
He came.
I just thought
he came.
I don't know. I've always felt
that
emotional maturity is totally unrelated to material.
What is this, your junior prom?
No, I did not. It wasn't. Just give me 3 minutes. I can go again.
I'm really sorry. Did I do something wrong?
No, sweetie.
It's not like cute anyway, and I think he fucked my friend. It's just kind of gross, right?
I'm learning that it depends.
Like a flower.
Mm-hmm.
Bud.
Yeah.
Simone Wilkinson, and you're trying to set me up. Not if you behave.
What the fuck?
Do you think I could ever love someone as deceitful as you?
What the fuck?
Oh, fuck you.
What the fuck?
Oh, fuck you.
You won't even recognize it when I'm through.
You want to read mine? This was not the deal. Now you're going to go and find someone and fuck around on me.
Stop us.
Did you tell her who I was?
Kill her.
Did you?
No.
If I do, you'll kill me. Yeah.
I'm going to my room. Thanks for the notes.
But what do you care?
I can't do this with you shouting in my ear like that.
It's going fine if you just do what I tell you to do.
But jam my knee between her thighs. I can't do things like that.
I know, that's why you're going to die. Sorry, that was cruel.
I'll get the instructions to you later.
Look, just give me your jacket. I'll patch things up.
6 p.m. to execute.
Sure, all you have to do is say it's brilliant.
All right, execute her.
No, I am. I screwed this up.
You can't help it. You're just ungrateful.
I know you can't help it.
Now remember, be nice to everybody on your first day at work.
Yeah.
First impressions are everything, don't you agree?
So what do you want to talk about?
Closed up, like a flower.
Mm-hmm.
Bud.
Yeah.
And,
So what do you want to talk about?
I like working for
and
the girl.
Gradually.
She's super great.
The petals start to open. And then, I finally learn about myself.
How's the book coming along?
Man, three just called for housekeeping.
How to?
They had a do not disturb on.
To enjoy sex.
No.
Finished
already.
Want
a drink?
J'ai des problèmes, Isabelle. Les gros problèmes.
Mais dis-moi, je suis là, je peux t'aider.
Flower.
Bud.
Yeah. It's good
days, huh?
We just counted.
Enjoy Madrid?
No.
Gradually.
Any champagne?
The petals start to. I'm fine with this. To open.
Give me a beer.
Thank you. And then I finally
spoke to Mr.
learn about myself. How to.
That wasn't the deal.
To enjoy sex.
No.
No, you want it back.
Corner of the street, and here
I
you
want
are.
To make sure
you
double
sweep. And you're going to protect me, like you did in bar.
He's always looking out for you, huh?
These are danger people.
Well, you shouldn't have gone out. I told you, they're the big deal.
You want to read mine?
You can't drive
the bucks, seriously.
Watch me. Hello, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
So big in the trucks, but you don't have it.
Someone and they don't believe you.
Jesus Christ, this, why do you
care? This is her.
How long do you think you would have waited for until before he called the cops? 1 hour? 3?
All right.
I had no choice.
We'll go.
All right.
I'll pull the car.
Wait here.
You were into the account.
45 minutes is not late. It's a no-show.
She had an emergency. She's here now.
And I have an appointment.
And I did do my homework this morning. I don't need to see your client to know that she looks like a fast man to commit this kind of act.
Thank you, boss. You arrogant bitch. You judge her before even seeing her.
That was her choice.
Good day.
Sorry.
Will she see me?
No. No, she won't. And if I weren't working for you, I wouldn't be here either.
How could you be so fucking irresponsible?
I know the policy, but my printer is actually broken again. How's your growth?
And all the creepy guys here again.
And after a second negative report, you'll be lucky if you ever see this kid again.
I was just telling your colleague that the policy is better and is actually broken.
Oh, I think that you fix it. That would work. Do you want me to call someone to fix it? What's your business number?
You had your date with James, did you? Was that last night?
Did you
even
think about
it?
I get pitched this shit all the time. It's gotta be something special.
Nice try, Chuck.
Oh, excuse me.
Must have cost you a few times.
I know why you're here.
I hope so.
Daniel, je me sens pas bien. Je viendrai pas au bureau aujourd'hui. Pourquoi? Qu'est-ce qu'ils veulent?
How's the book coming along?
Bien. Mm-hmm. Très grave.
Someone is waiting. You want to read mine?
You're very kind.
It's short. All you have to do is say it's brilliant.
It was short, my friend.
So what do you want to talk about?
I wish you were my friend.
You two must think I'm an idiot.
Like elevators?
What are you scared of?
Fucking dead. I said I just don't like them.
Well, tough, because you're getting it.
I don't think it was going
This has been the Ubu Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO. But have no fear, because there is radio theater every Monday at 11 p.m. Tune in next month when the Ubu Hour brings you...
Title of work to be announced at a later date.
If you want to hear other Ubu Hour radio theater shows, you can go to www.kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U, Hour.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki tiki tiki.